Hello?
I can speak to Victoria Sutherland, please.
Yes, you can.
Hi, Victoria. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your Scottish Redress case, Victoria?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Just to let you know, Victoria, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Mm-hmm.
It's my role at MMA as an investigator to go out and gather the information for you, Victoria, whether that be from social services, education authorities, any sort of NHS trusts or anything like that. So obviously we've got St. Mary's at Bishop Briggs, so I'll write to the local social services there. But this call today isn't so much about your time in care per se. It's more about the trauma you faced as a child in care. How's that had an effect on you into your adult life? So it's just anything that I can evidence for the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
We have medication from, you know, GPs.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of alcohol or substance issues where obviously there's, you know, maybe evidence from the GPs, but some rehabilitation centres. And what I'll then do, Victoria, is I'll go out and gather that evidence for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we can present that to the Scottish Redress as an overall picture of, you know, how your time in care has had a negative effect on your adult life. Is that okay? Okay. So I am going to ask you some tough questions, so I do apologise in advance. But I wouldn't be doing my role or my job for you if I didn't. Do you or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, Victoria?
Yeah. Depression.
Okay. And did you get medication from your doctor?
Yep, I have done in the past.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got it in the past, it'll be on your records, I can get it for
you.
Okay. So is it just a depression, was it?
Yeah, and I've also struggled with alcohol through the years as well. From time to time, doctors had to help with medication.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm actually going through, like, you know what the case is about, eh? Obviously, how I got pregnant and the security unit, yeah. Well, my son actually passed away 7 months ago.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
I know. I never said that to the person that phoned me a few weeks back because I never came up.
I'm so sorry.
I know. So obviously things have been tough the past 7 months. Yep. So I'm actually I was at the hospital night yesterday, so I'm getting like obviously psychiatric help and stuff here. But I'm fine, I'm at my work, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Okay. And you're receiving psychiatric help at the minute, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting on a phone call from them today. It's going to be like it's a new thing in Scotland, like a 2-week period thing that basically every day. So see how that goes.
Okay.
But I've got a good family and good support, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry for the loss.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I ask you? Really, I mean, it doesn't get much tougher than the same thing you just told me, but I do need to ask you one really tough question. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Victoria?
Yeah.
So sorry you thought that was your option.
Mm-hmm.
Did you end up in hospital after that suicide attempt? So the reason why I asked that is obviously I can write to the hospital and get your records from your time in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously there's evidence of, you know, mental health issues and we can all stem that back and it all stems back obviously from, you know, what happened to you as a child. So I'm sorry I have to ask that one.
That's okay.
Just give me 2 seconds, let me catch up with my notes and then I'll just ask you some details for you.
That's fine.
So if I can take your GP's details, please, Victoria.
Yeah, it's Dr. Clark.
Dr. Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's Bridge of Allen Health Centre.
Bridge of Allen?
Yeah.
A-double-N. A-double-L.
No, yeah. Bridge and then Allen, A-double-L-A-N. Bridge of Allen, sorry. Bridge of Allen.
Is that medical centre?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. We'll find that for you. How long have you been at that GP for?
All my life.
So,
the only time that I wasn't obviously registered at that GP was when I was in care.
Okay.
And then
obviously
then, yeah.
You do have all your records. And can I take the hospital that you were admitted to for the suicide attempt, please?
It was Forth Valley.
Forth Valley?
Mm-hmm. And it's Larbert.
Forth Valley Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's medical. Do you roughly know when that was?
Well, the husband period is a time that I've done it a couple of times, but it's obviously been years, but I've only done it, like, 2 weeks ago.
Your last time was 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what I'm getting, like, the...
You're referring to psychiatric health?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Wow, but there's been times... I honestly couldn't tell you. It's obviously been... I mean, I'm 43 this year, but since I've been 16, I've suffered, like... like mental health, and so there's been a few times that I've probably been at my hospital.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. The foundation of your life is built on, I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write to the social services of the care setting. Obviously, I write to the hospital, write to your GP.
Mm-hmm.
When I get your time and care back from the social services, do you want me to share that information with you?
If you could, yeah.
Yeah, it's your information. I will gladly share it with you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the social services, it'll be Stirling you'll need to write to, won't it? But obviously, yeah. I was placed in Glasgow. But it'd be Stirling social work that obviously...
Mm-hmm. So you think it's we need to write to both Stirling and Glasgow Social Services?
I'd probably say Stirling because even though I was in care like in Glasgow, like the security unit, my social worker was still Stirling. I can still hear your name. So I don't think... Even though, like, the security that was in Glasgow, I don't think Glasgow, like, social work had anything to do with my...
Okay. I'll make a note of that, so we'll write to both social, Stirling and Glasgow, just in case, because we're all of our bases.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, get the information...
Do you want my social worker's name at the time?
Yeah, it can do, yeah, I know.
It was Marlene Cameron.
Marlene?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Marlene Cameron.
Marlon Cameron.
Mm-hmm. It's just likely not them now, obviously, after all these years, but...
No, but it may help. Was you known as Victoria Sutherland in care, or was you known by a different name?
No, it was Victoria Sutherland.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so yeah, once I get all your information back from your time in care, I'll send it whatever I get to you. We'll go through it all together. If you want me to come up and do that face-to-face, if you want a female colleague of mine to go through it with you, we'll figure that out closer to the fire. It's going to take anywhere up to, I don't know, maybe 10 months just to get this information back.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get it back, we'll go through it together over with one of my colleagues. We'll make sure that you are absolutely happy and sign off on everything that we've got, make sure we haven't missed anything else, make sure you're happy with the evidence that we have gathered. And then what we'll do, we'll add your medical records in these, any sort of psychiatric records I can get from your GP. And then we'll add that to your case as well. And what that obviously shows, like I said earlier, is the whole picture of, you know, not only your time in care, but also, you know, these ghosts, these... as followed you through into your adult life. So what will then happen, Victoria, is then we'll get what's called a panel date. It's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's done behind closed doors, Victoria, so we don't have to offend yourself or ourselves. And then from there, hopefully, we'll then get you the recognition that you deserve and some financial compensation. But we will walk you through till the very end.
Thank you.
And help you as much as we possibly can. If you need our help in any other, you know, any sort of letters and recommendation for any sort of medical treatments, you can always, we can always help you there as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I know. We wait for you, Victoria. Do you have any questions for me on that process?
No, I've not. You've been good and explained everything to me, so thanks.
Perfect. I just need to take you back one step, Victoria, just so that you understand our fees. Understand what other processes are out there, and if obviously if you're still happy, I'll continue with your case. Just to let you know, Victoria, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. It was set up for individuals. Obviously, if them individuals want to go out and gather their own evidence, it's then entirely up to themselves. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, £2,000 per client, whether the client wins, loses or draws, as part of the government legal fee scheme. I can't legally, as a law firm, go into those law firms' practices and what they do, and probably more importantly, what they won't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government, and we don't want a handout. What we do is we enter into a joint venture or a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract with yourself, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and me as a department to go out and gather as much evidence as I can and to give you the best chance of getting, you know the most positive of outcomes.
No, I'm happy with that.
Perfect. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, Victoria. So what that means is you'll never pay us more than 20%. So no matter how much time or effort work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side of that, Victoria, the no fee piece of that contract is because you've been through such emotional hardship and, you know, mental health issues because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship. So if we are unsuccessful in this case, we will never come looking for our fees from you. Our insurance company will cover all of our costs. So I need you to go into this knowing exactly what we charge and what your other options are. And also going into this with the comfort knowing that, you know, if we are unsuccessful, it will never come back and bite you in there.
No, I'm happy with that. I've studied it with you, so I'll continue it.
Perfect. Do you understand those two options I've given you, Victoria?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Excellent. What I'll do, Victoria, is I'll write you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. My name's Michael. I'm the only person at the other end of this phone.
Perfect.
So if you need me for anything, give me a call. Just to let you know, Victoria, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware of this, then I can restart that 14-day cooling off period from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with the fees and our process, and us as a business.
No, I'm just happy to continue,
You have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
No, I'm happy to go ahead.
You're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period? Okay, perfect. Like I said, Victoria, I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now saved. My name's Michael. If you need me for anything, I wait for you. You call me. If I can't answer, I will ring you back. Just leave me a message. And I'll walk you through now, Victoria, till we get some, you know, till occasion, if you like.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for being so brave.
Thank you.
Thanks for
care. Thank
bye
you. Bye.
Bye-bye.